So how's the desert feel? Pretty good? Well, we're in the desert right now. We're in the desert of the season of Lent. And the desert isn't just a place that's warm or hot or dry or arid. The desert in the scriptures is a place of purification, a place where there's cleansing, a place where there is conversion of heart, mind, soul, and strength. We see desert in the Old Testament. The Israelites went through the desert after their time in Egypt. They were enslaved to the Egyptians, and during that time, they took on different qualities of the Egyptian, pagan rituals, and they needed to be purified. And so God led them through the desert for 40 years while they were purified, while they were cleansed, while their hearts were converted. And then at the end, they crossed through the river and entered the promised land. They entered the land flowing with milk and honey. In the New Testament, we also hear about the desert in John the Baptist. John the Baptist goes out to the desert, away from Jerusalem, away from Nazareth. Why? Because its desert is the place of conversion. He goes out there and says, take a baptism of repentance. Turn away from your sin. Turn away from the distractions of the world and worship God. Spend time with God to understand who you are, so you can overcome the temptations of the world. Take time to understand who you are so that you can realize that you are loved by God. John the Baptist was calling the people of Israel to repentance, to conversion in the desert. So what does Jesus do today? He goes out into the desert. Why? Because he needed conversion in his life? No, he was perfect. He never sinned. But Jesus went into the desert to come and rescue us. Because we are in the desert, we are entrapped in sin at times in our lives. And we need to be purified, so we need to go to the desert ourselves to be purified. And the Lord comes to the desert to meet us in the face of the trials and temptations that we have. And he faces the temptations as well. And while he is tempted, he remains strong. He is able to overcome the accusations of the devil with the power of God. When the devil attacks him, how does he attack him? He attacks him at the root. He tries to get at Jesus' identity. If you are the Son of God. If you are the Son of God. He makes that statement twice to Jesus. As if Jesus didn't realize that he was the Son of God. Right? Jesus, of course, knew he was the Son of God from his divine nature. But also, his human nature grew in that experience and that understanding while he was in the desert, while he was in need. Need of love, need of strength, need of perseverance in that time of trial, in that time of fasting. Jesus grew in his identity, realizing that God loved him and that God miraculously kept him safe and from without harm there in the desert. And so Jesus grew in confidence there in the desert. His human nature grew. Of course, he couldn't grow because he was God divinely, but he grew in that human experience. And thus, when the devil tried to attack his identity, he was able to overcome the temptations and rather put his hope in God alone. And thus, Satan had to flee. Jesus did not fall in temptation, and so the devil left him. My brothers and sisters, if we want to overcome temptation, we need to remain strong in our identity. And what is our identity? We are sons and daughters of God in the Son, in Jesus Christ, who loves us, who died on the cross for us. We have a provident Father, a God who provides for our every need, and we can trust in Him. We look at our Old Testament reading today to understand who we are, to understand what our identity is, and thus we can persevere in that identity. And what is that identity? Moses tells the people there that God the Father is like a man or a father who comes to us with an outstretched arm and a strong hand to lead us out of slavery into the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey. Think of like a parent leading a child with their hand, right? They grip them hard. They love them. They want to protect them. They want to lead them to a place where they'll flourish. And that's what God wants to do for us. He doesn't stand at a distance and yell at us and tell us to come over here or do this or do that and order us around. No, God comes to us. He grabs us by the hand. He has contact with us because He loves us. And He leads us out of slavery into holiness. He leads us out of our frustrations. He leads us out of our fears into the promised land. God meets us right where we're at with a strong hand and an outstretched arm because He comes to us. He comes to us in love. When we realize this more fully, my brothers and sisters, we can realize that God is a loving Father. And thus we can have confidence in Him, trusting in His plan, even though His plan isn't always in accordance with what we want or what we desire or what we think will happen. Sometimes things don't go our way. And in those times, we're tempted to fall into the temptations of despair or discouragement, frustration, anger, impatience. We fall into those temptations. But when we realize that God is still God, God is still a loving God, God is still there for us, God is still there with an outstretched arm holding our hand, we can have confidence that we are not alone, but we have a companion. We have God who loves us, who remains with us. And so as we journey through this Lenten season, we strive to remember what is our identity. Who are we? We are children of God in the Son of Jesus Christ. We are children of God who are loved by Him, who are cared for Him, who are strengthened by Him, who are joined by Him, because He comes to us. He comes to us, and in our Lenten observances too, we pray, we fast, and we give alms. We pray, that is God, we give God our mind, we give God our time, we give God our focus. We fast, that is we give Him our bodies, we offer Him our very bodies, our very selves, and we give alms, we give our possessions. We give the things that we have around us. And thus, we can focus on God when we realize who we are. Because sometimes, those things that we have, our time, we can get too busy that we forget who we are. Or we can fill ourselves with all the goods of the world, food, entertainment, drinks, that we don't think we need God. Or we have so many possessions that we think our possessions tend to possess us instead of we possessing them. But it's in this Lenten season, we're invited to really work at those areas so that we can remember our identity, so that we can remember who we are. That is, we are sons and daughters of our loving Father in heaven. And yes, He is in heaven already. But yet, miraculously and mysteriously, He comes to us today in the gift of the Eucharist. He comes to us to give us strength, to give us grace, to give us nourishment, so that we can persevere in the trials and the temptations of our life and be led by Him and joined to Him on the path to heaven. My brothers and sisters, today and throughout the season of Lent, ask God to strengthen you and your identity. Ask God to help you understand more fully who you are as a beloved child of God. Ask God to help you understand more fully the depths of His love so that you can respond to that love with a life of love and a life of sacrifice yourself, being generous with the Lord always. And today, God comes to you, not only with an outstretched hand or an outstretched arm and a strong hand, He comes to you in the Eucharist. He comes to you in what appears to be food and what appears to be drink, wine. But He comes to you to be nourished, to be received, because not only does He want to lead you, He wants to be in you as well. He desires deep intimacy with you because He is a God who loves you. Remember that you are a child of God. Remember that you are loved by God. And then when you're tempted by the devil, you don't have to flee. You can remain strong in God. You can remain strong in confidence, calling God your Father in the midst of the church. And then the devil has to flee as well. He fled from Jesus today when Jesus remains strong in His identity. And the devil will flee from you when you remain strong in your identity as children of God.